Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. My name is Jen. I'm pleased to be joined this evening by Mary Ann, who is a part of the Northwest Sangha, has been practicing with Sangha for many years, has been with us to Zambia, and is a stalwart attendee of the Golden Gate Bridge Walk. Welcome, Mary Ann.
Thanks, Jen. It's great to be here tonight.
So tonight kicks off our final registration campaign. So for the next 9 days or so, we're going to really be encouraging people to sign up for the walk. And so we thought, what better guest to have on than someone who flies down from Washington to come? So I wonder if you could say, what about the walk has you making it a priority in terms of one of the things you participate in with Sangha in the year?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that when you asked me to be on tonight, and it's obviously changed a little bit over the years. The first time I was just really curious as to what the Bridge Walk was all about, and I went, and that's actually what inspired me to see if I could go with you guys to Zambia. So then I went to Zambia and saw the program, and then I got to sort of really intrigued and committed to helping support that. And the Bridge Walk to me is just this awesome event. I mean, it's really fun. It's fun for me to be with Sangha outside of a retreat atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are a lot of activities. And I think the thing that keeps drawing me back kind of year after year is that there's just this energy with the group of people who are there that is just inspiring. I mean, it's important for me to sort of connect on a personal level with, like, all the people who in their own way are helping make this program happen.
Yep.
And it can be easy to sort of get a little disconnected a little bit.
No, I was just going to say that's such a great point because we're all off wherever we are in cities all over the world, really,
mm-hmm.
being moved by the project and reading the blogs and hearing the updates and that sort of thing and feeling moved to do whatever we do to participate. But not that often do we get to come together as a group and celebrate that participation together.
Exactly. And it really is a celebration. And, you know, and I think one of the issues for those of us who don't live in the Bay Area is that whole kind of conflict about, well, if I don't buy a plane ticket, then I could send more money to the program maybe. You know, and that may be true or may not, but I just think that every now and then that hit of Sangha celebrating and the energy and, you know, really having time to come together and take a look at what this incredibly special program has done on so many levels is just what keeps me sort of energized and wanting to continue to be involved.
Yeah, thank you for saying that because I really feel that way too, that, you know, we make whatever choice we make each year about how we're going to spend our funds and all of that, but not to miss that buying the plane ticket, coming in, or just driving in, you know, registering
mm-hmm.
for the walk, spending the money to do that, and being there in person is a really big part of the participation. We could say that really is important in the, you know, if not more important than giving money and participating in the project in that way. So I'm glad you said that because I feel the same way, to have people there. And, you know, I remember the year Teresa was there and
mm-hmm.
how moved she was to see, wow, all of these people have come from all over the place to come and be here today to celebrate this work of assisting people that most people who come to the walk have never met and may never meet.
Exactly. You know, it's sort of an honoring of the whole project, I think, an honoring of all the work that everyone has done to that. And I think that's a really important part of keeping a program viable.
Yeah. Were you with us the year that Jackie Asombe danced with us?
Yes.
So she's coming again this year.
Oh, is she? Oh,
yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. She's actually originally from Cameroon. She lives here, well, not in the United States, but in Canada now. But she is just full of energy and an amazing dancer and teaches African dance. And so she's going to be with us for the day. And we also have a drummer coming in this year.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how neat. How neat.
So,
yeah, no, it's a very special day. And it's, you know, it's well organized. It moves along. It's just fun. Activities for everyone. And, yeah, it's a great way to spend the day.
Yeah, it really is. And one of the things about the so our goal is to get 135 people registered between
mm-hmm.
now and when we're closing registration on Thursday, September 16th, I believe it is, 15th, because that's when we have to get our numbers into our T-shirt, folks,
mm-hmm.
For getting all that tied up. The T-shirt, by the way, is a beautiful design. I think it's just gone live on the website, and so people should really check it out because it's it's always a neat design. We have, you know, this is our 10th T-shirt. We have so many great designs. This year it's a black T-shirt, and it's very striking. Our graphic designer has done, I think, a beautiful job honoring the participation as the theme this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really fun. So anyway, people can check that out. And so that's why our registration deadline is the 15th, because we have to get all those printed, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so our goal is to get 135 people registered between now and then, because we've been in conversation with Teresa and the team in Cantalomba about adding the next 150 children.
That's
which is
so amazing.
Isn't it? I mean, you know, Marianne, I was thinking about it. When you came with us, I believe we were feeding the first 100 children.
Exactly. It was just when the program was just getting started.
Yeah. And so it's so fun to realize now we're actually adding them in chunks of 150. it's mind-boggling. But the conversation we had with the team was, do you guys feel like you have the personnel you need, the basic infrastructure? You know, obviously we'll have to buy more plates and we'll have to buy more mealy meal and all of that. But do you feel like you could pull it off with the basic infrastructure? And they said, we can do it. That, you know, we want to do it. And so the funds we need are just to cover the cost of the food for those extra 150 children. So we made a deal with them. We said, okay, so in order to feel good about that commitment, to feel like we can solidly make that commitment, we want to raise the first 6 months to cover, you know, the food costs for the first 6 months.
Uh-huh.
So that equals 135 bridge registrations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So that
oh, cool.
is how we came up with that goal. So between now and Thursday, a week from Thursday, I should say, we're hoping to get 135 people registered. No requirement that you actually join us in person. You can register, work out, you know, sort of a virtual
mm-hmm.
walk, if you will. You'll get your T-shirt in the mail. And actually, we're doing this fun thing this year where we're going to tweet. We're going to have a special Twitter account just for the day. And we're going to tweet sort of, you know, what we're doing and goings on.
What's happening. Yeah.
Exactly. So that people who can't be with us in person will be able to follow along in the day. So anyway, that's just a plug for even if you
oh, that's
can't
great.
In person.
Yeah,
jump in and register anyway.
Yeah, no, I really encourage everyone who, you know, possibly can to I mean, it's the 10th walk. That's pretty amazing in of itself.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah. And I just, you know, I was thinking I have a little slideshow screensaver from the first year when I was there that long time ago, with these little faces eating their lunch. And I just, you know, I just remember how they would, like, take part of their roll and eat it and then take the other part and give it to their families. And, you know, just being able to feed these kids, it's a huge ripple effect there, too.
Yep.
You know, of families and more kids. And it's just such an important thing. And so it was working so well.
Yeah, exactly. The project from every side is working so well and is an inspiration, I project. Certainly it is for all of us who get to participate here. And a ripple effect is really a good way to describe it. It's not just even about to be the 800 children, which is astonishing, who are affected by it, but it's their families, it's the whole community, it's the what the project represents, it's
yes.
what, you know, what's possible, what people see happening in their community that before was a forgotten place. You know,
yes.
Nothing happening there.
Yeah. And I just still love that statistic that all those kids that were in the first program are still alive.
Well, I was just thinking, I mean, you have to come back because
yeah.
you are not going to believe it. That slideshow that you have.
Oh, it's so
little,
out of date. I mean, just
yeah.
the whole Cantalomba thing is so barren and there's no green grass and there's no new buildings or anything. But it just sort of reminds me of how far it's come.
Yes, exactly. And those little tiny kids that are on your slideshow, you know, they're starting to be young adults. I mean, there's
yeah.
a group of girls who I know you would recognize. One of them is the one I always remember is Regina. And she was, when you were there, she was just a baby. You know, she was tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting to be a young teen, and it's just so fun to see them growing up and thriving. And you know, having opportunity in their lives.
Yeah, yeah. It's very special. It's a real privilege to be connected to that.
It really is. So thank you so much, Marianne, for being with us tonight.
It's easy to talk about this, and thank you, Jen, for all that you do to this program. It's a truly amazing program.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
I just have to be a little part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I guess we'll see you soon.
Oh, you will. So thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Michael, I know you're probably going to do announcements here.
Yes.
I wanted to put a plug in for a few things, if I might.
Great.
One is that yoga event that's happening tomorrow in the Bay Area. If people still want information about that, it's happening at Foothill College. They can email the registration office. Need to do it pretty darn soon in order to for us to get information back out to you. But if you're still interested in participating in that tomorrow, it's kind of a yoga-thon sort of thing, I think. You could email.
And that would be information@livingcompassion.org?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay,
information at livingcompassion.org. And then when you're going through the schedule, I think you're going to be naming a number of opportunities for far-flung Sangha to come together and participate via phone and that sort of thing. So we just finished a There Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat this last week. And one of the things that the main thing we talk about as we're ending that retreat is how can we, you know, it's a transformative experience. People see so much. I mean, their lives are completely changed. And the number one thing that everyone realizes as they're leaving is, I'm going to need support. And so I just really want to put a plug in for when you name all those things that are at-home opportunities for people to really consider that that's an excellent way to support oneself and to continue to practice even when you're not able to be, you know, in person with Sangha.
Yes. Yes.
So, all right. Well, I pass the show over to you. Have a great show.
Great. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, bye. Good afternoon, and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
Great. And yourself?
Fabulous.
Good, good. While you two were, not you two, actually before that, when Marianne and Jen were doing that inspiring little conversation, I actually went online because I wanted to register for the Bridge Walk, and I got excited to see those T-shirts, and I couldn't find them.
I couldn't find them either. I was just looking for them.
Yes, so this will inspire Jen to dash over there and figure out where the heck they've hid those T-shirts, because I have one of those. So
yes, I do too.
I want to be one of those 135 who sign up.
Yes, yes. Great.
Yeah. I imagine you're going to be there with fam.
I'm all registered.
Good. Oh,
all registered.
Oh, you're my hero. And you didn't need the promise of a T-shirt to get you there. Wow, that is sincere.
Yes, it's the 10th one, and I've been to every one, and I don't plan to miss one for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You know, when they were talking about that, and I think Marianne said, you know, something like, I mean, they agreed that it's amazing. It's 10 years. And, not only are we going strong, but expanding like crazy. And more and more lives being touched and transformed. And
yes.
Good.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So I understand that we have some things coming up to support people's practice.
Absolutely.
I heard that rumor.
Yes. Yes. Saturday, September 17th, all day from 9 to 5, one day at-home working meditation retreat guided by the monks.
Yeah.
And this is one of those events that Jen was talking about that you do at home, and that's a great support for practice.
Yes, and it's, you know, one of my favorite things about those is that people will hear voices that say, you know, so they're going to come somewhere with us, and we do working meditation, and the voices are saying, why do you come here and work? You've got all this work that you're not doing. And now a person can be on retreat and do those things that, of course, the voices would talk a person out of, right? The implied notion there is that if you had more time at home, boy, could you get these things done. And then, of course, as soon as we have time at home, it it's busy trying to talk us out of doing whatever it is. So this is great support all the way around.
Yes, yes, yes. And then the following week, Saturday, September 24th, is the guidance day for monthly donors. And this is a phone guidance appointment with a monk.
Hmm.
And then the following Saturday, time to make plans to join Sherry and the monks at the 10th annual Golden Gate Bridge Walk on Saturday, October 1st.
Can't wait.
And then your deepest heart's desire, a retreat with Dave McKay and Chris Larson at Southern Dharma Retreat Center in Hot Springs, North Carolina. That's October 21st through the 25th, a Friday through Tuesday.
A lovely spot and two great guys.
Yes. And then, as you talked about last week, October 21st and 22nd, Friday and Saturday, meditation, yoga, and art with you, Sherry, Jenny Fox, and Paul Gould at Namaste.
Yes. I can't wait for that one, too.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Dear. That's going to be good.
Very fun. And also, Saturday, October 22nd, another one-day at-home working meditation retreat, all day, 9 to 5, retreat guided by the monks.
No,
and I remember hearing about...
practicing.
Yes, yes. I remember hearing about people doing that in Europe even.
Yes,
on the Pacific time schedule. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Do it wherever you are. Get up in the middle of the night, do a few chores, go back to bed.
Great. And then Saturday, October 29th, another guidance day for monthly donors. And then for the month of November, beginning on the 1st, it's Time to Feel Good email class with you, Sherry.
Yes. I'm so excited about this one, too. It's coming out. We haven't put it out yet, I don't think, or unless it came out just today, that it's this one with the three tracks.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be good.
A, B, and C.
A, B, and C track. Yeah, so again, you know, the voices would say, oh, well, I've done that class, you know, I don't sign up for that one, you know, you've already done that, and that's old hat, but it's not, of course, because wherever anybody is, they've got their level of support and challenge for practice.
Yes, yes.
Which is always the case, by the way, in spite of what the voices would want us to believe.
Yes. Yes, always something
new
to practice with.
Hmm?
Always something to look at.
Yeah, and it's always new. It's always a brand new moment. So people, I've done that. Well, actually, you haven't.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I remember you saying that we never get over anything, and so there's always something there to practice with.
Precisely. Yep. Yeah, and each new moment, even though the voices would say, oh, my God, you've been dealing with this all your life. When are you going, well, that's true. That's exactly what we do, and that's why we do practice, because it's not the same issue for me today as it was yesterday, and certainly not as it was a year ago or 5 years ago, but a lifetime of karma that we come in with, we're going to continue to work on that probably for as long as we live. And the things that we work through and let go just become a part of a broader fabric of life that's available to us to enjoy. And the next piece of karma is going to be there to be worked on. And as soon as we love being aware, awake, alive, fully plugged in, then all we can do is hope that there will always be something for us to be practicing with.
Yes, yes. Beautifully stated. And then at the end of the year, December 27th through January 1st, a conscious, compassionate New Year's retreat with Sherry at Santa Sabina in San Rafael.
Fabulous location, great retreat.
Yes, includes daily workshops and meditation, scenic walks, individual guidance with you, Sherry, yoga, and delicious vegetarian food.
What more could we ask for, really?
Yes, yes, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to remind our callers to focus on one topic, please, in about 5 minutes.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. First caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Lisa from Oakland.
Well, hello.
Hello. Hi. Wow, I can't believe I've been listening to this show for 5 years, and this is the first time I've called.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Just being heroic.
Yes, I am. I actually just finished There's Nothing, The Extraordinary, There Is Nothing Wrong With You Retreat. Yes.
Then you can really attest to the fact that we don't just make up things like that. It really is extraordinary, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, now I'm saying it, it seems kind of like an understatement, but I can't think of a better word.
That's right. Well,
no,
thank
it really
you.
Was. Yeah. And so, and while I was there, I made an inner commitment to call, but I was kind of, it was suggested to me to make an outer commitment on my last day, and I'm really glad I did, because I've been talked out of it before, you know, and today
yes.
There wasn't the debate. Like, I was calling, that's what I was doing, and so my practice could just be to turn the attention onto what I was doing, because I knew I had an alarm set, you know?
Yes. That is so clearly stated, that as long as we are open to that, well, okay, maybe I won't, then the voices are going to just drag us around through life. But when we make a commitment and this is what I'm doing, then, as you say, we're free to turn our attention to what it is that we're doing.
Yeah, and then there were times where it was a little bit of a struggle, because I have voices that say, no, you're very shy. You don't do things like this. It's too public, you know, and it's like, no, but part of my job today is to turn my attention onto what I'm doing,
yes.
Not listen to you.
Yes, exactly. And for you to know, in case you don't know
mm-hmm.
this, I too am a very shy person.
Yes, I would never know that.
No, most people wouldn't, and in fact, most people think that I'm pulling their leg when I say it, but it's absolutely true, and it's only practice that has given me the courage to do the things that life has called me to do, and so I salute you as one shy person to another.
Well, great. Thank you. And then I'm very glad that you haven't listened to those voices, because I am extraordinarily grateful. And that's one of the things I want to make sure to say, how grateful I was for your work and the practice and the monastery and all the monks and the people who were working in the kitchen and doing all that work. And then just to Jen and Sequoia, the fantastic facilitators, like, I just so appreciate their skill and attention. And then I just have to give a shout out to my fellow retreatants and just how grateful I am for them too.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
You know, I think of them out there.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, one of the things I like to think about is how many people there are like that. You know, strangers come together and have this unbelievably intimate experience together and then go out into the world and may see one another at a retreat somewhere down the road or hear one another on the radio or that sort of thing, but odds are we'll never encounter one another again and become part of this really large group of us out in the world practicing, being supported by practice, supporting one another in practice, and it just warms my heart to think about it. And the other thing that I think about a lot is
uh-huh.
I wish we could bring everybody in the world together to have that kind of experience together. Because won't it, didn't it, hasn't it forever changed your way of looking at other people?
Yeah, I experienced things. You know, I think the sum was more, I mean, the parts were amazing, but the sum, I experienced things I've never experienced. And I experienced this, and I'm only 3 days in, but it's still there, this experience of feeling completely connected,
yes,
and but without needing anything from anyone else in
yes.
order to feel that way, you know,
yep.
but completely connected. And I keep
yep.
thinking, even if I never see their feet again, you know,
yep.
like the people I went through or I was at, and not even just the people on the retreat with me in my retreat, but the people in the kitchen are like,
yes.
I think I feel like we're together. There's a
yes.
togetherness, you
yes.
know?
Yes. Yeah. And there are so many of us, and I hope that there continue to be growing numbers of people who are able to experience that connection and just a new way of being with people, because you know, that a group of people like that come together, and, you know, I bet you can remember back to the first night, you know, there's this kind of shyness and discomfort and self-consciousness and, you know, kind of feeling unsafe or vulnerable or whatever it is. And by the time a week has gone by, you're just completely in love with everybody there. And so, you know, I often walk down the street and think, you know, if I had that experience with every one of these people, I would be just as much in love with them as I am with all of the people that I've shared that kind of experience with.
Right. Yeah. And I have a timer on, so I can see it's going to run out soon. So I don't go over. I don't want to go over my 5 minutes. But I did have the experience, which I won't have time to go into now. But of coming back and having that happen with people, because you know you're there and you're like, well, this is amazing. But what about when I'm with people that I have this history with? And I've had that experience of being able to be with some people and have them not be like. Have that resistance, like, this isn't the first conversation I want to have when I get back, you know, and be able to step past it instead of withdrawing or acting nice but keeping yourself separate. I was able to, like, be with them in that.
Yes.
and see it working with people who didn't have the who haven't had the opportunity.
Yes.
There's my timer. But there's one thing I have to do before I get off the phone.
Please.
Is I'm committing to coming to the Bridge Walk.
Yes.
So I'm going to go register, so I will be one of those people, and that
very
was
good.
The suggestion to call in and commit to that.
Very good, very good. Because
so.
You're a neighbor, right? So
I'm close.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to see
hard.
A lot of you.
So
good.
Anyway, thank you so much, Sherry.
Oh,
I
so
look
welcome.
Forward to hearing everyone else.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Michael. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us, Lisa. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. And we have another caller, Sherry.
Good.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, this is Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, I'm calling from Palo Alto, actually.
From where?
From Palo Alto, California.
Palo Alto. I thought you said Paris, and that was going to be a whole different thing. Palo Alto. That's a great place, too.
Yeah, a few local callers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I got muted really fast, and I was so I had to jump to grab the phone. So I'm very excited. I had a really great experience when I started practice, which
uh-huh.
was about 4 months ago. And what? And now I'm finding that this probably happens to a lot of people, and I'd sort of like to tell the story quickly about how it happened to me to get involved in practice. But the reason I'm calling in tonight is that I found that after doing really well and feeling really good about myself and having lots of awareness, that I sort of, you know, made some big advancements in my life and was very excited about those things. And then I kind of stopped practicing as much.
Yes.
So,
that's right. You're
so now,
on the program.
Yeah, so now I'm at the point of thinking, oh, all right, this is really great what I have going on in my life, and now I want to turn some attention again back to really having an awareness practice and having that part of my life thrive again.
Yes, and it does make you a very normal human being, conditioned human being. I don't know about unconditioned human beings, but, you know, we just see it everywhere, right? So I want to get fit. You know, I want to start an exercise program. And there I am, and I feel great, and I look good, and people are telling me how fabulous I look, and I feel like $1 million, and what do? I stop exercising.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, I mean, that's just classic. And the results, of course, are the same, right? So we can't maintain it without supporting it. We can't. Doesn't work that way. So, yeah, and I'll tell you, after the length of time that you've been practicing to catch on to this is really good, because some people don't catch on to it for years. And then, of course, you get a big dose of the voices beating you up for having quit practicing and how your life being in the toilet is your fault, because if you'd stay with awareness practice, that, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I can see how that would just leave a door open to really have a hard time with voices.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's good. And the thing, you know, the thing that, of course, the voices don't want anybody ever to catch on to is that life is just better when we're practicing awareness. There is nothing in life that is actually more fun when done unconscious.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things you said to Michael while I was wondering if I was going to get on, and I think you mentioned that just now, that you're even, you know, that as you get more aware, that you just sort of even want there to be opportunities to be things that you want to be aware for and be challenged by.
Oh,
that's a great way to look at it. So instead of even just thinking, oh, I have to continue doing this, like, I kind of have trouble with that happy ever after syndrome where you just feel like, oh, now I'm happily ever after and nothing will be difficult. But no, and you know,
the good news is it goes right on.
right. And that's the hearing you say that the challenges are the things you look forward to because it's an opportunity to continue to grow in your awareness.
Yeah. And are there things that you do in your life that are that way?
Are what things?
For me, I was thinking about fitness. And, you know, whatever you do, one does, if you like it. You know, if you lift weights or if you do yoga or if you run or whatever it is, play baseball or, you know, it's not fun to get to a plateau and then just try to maintain it.
It's fun to have the next challenge, right?
Get better
and
better.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, I've always found that to be true.
Mm-hmm. So practice is exactly the same way.
Yeah, that's actually, I did really enjoy, and, you know, it's not like I've completely fallen off of it, but it was really interesting to be aware, and I was, like I said, it really spurred me to make some really great things happen for myself in my life, and those were...
oh, yeah. And in my experience, it just continues that way. I mean, I've been doing this for longer than most people have been alive, and it just gets better and better.
Yeah, that's very encouraging. But I know I should get off soon, but the reason I got into the practice last spring was I had come to California to stay with my sister for a few months temporarily to visit, and because I had this fun temporary job, and someone had very close to me had given me one of your books, the depression book, a couple other two, but that's one I just happened to have as I was like settling in, and I'd looked at your writings before and always found them really valuable, but this time looking at it, I felt like they were speaking directly to me almost, like it really was speaking to my experience, and I found it very easy to get excited about it and to want to follow along with the advice. And then when I looked at the back of the book, there was a picture of you, and it said, I think that the Zen Center was in Palo Alto, and I didn't know that you really, I knew you were a spiritual teacher and a Zen practitioner, but I didn't know that to the extent that I do now what you do. And so it was just sort of like very serendipitous, like, oh, and here's a picture of Sherry, and oh, she's got a practice center nearby. And so I called up and made an appointment. And then 2 weeks later, I think I was at the Zen Center for the orientation, and I was with three other really nice people waiting. And then you opened the door and like gave us a little tour. And we actually got to chat with you for like a half hour about meditation and what to do and how to do it. And then we had this great class, and it just was so, it was such a great experience to come into the practice that way.
Good, good. I'm glad. And I hope it continues that way for you. For instance, on October 1st, you could have a whole different look at us by coming to the Bridge Walk.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I think I want to be part of that one, too.
And then right up the road, of course, is the monastery. And that's a whole different thing too, and just to avail yourself of people who are practicing and doing the same kinds of things that you're interested in, and you know have been doing it a little bit longer, and enjoying it, and can support you against those voices that would like you to quit now. And then beat you for quitting for the rest of your natural life.
No, I definitely won't let that happen.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, well, Sherry, thanks so much. It's great talking to you, and I appreciate everything you and the monks and everybody in Sangha are doing. And
thanks,
Michael.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. See you soon.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Jay. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. And we have another caller, Sherry.
Right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Michael. It's Jan in California.
Hey, Jan. Boy, it's a California. Hi. It's a California evening.
Yeah, it's a Bay Area thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we don't want people calling in from all over the world, but it is fun when it gets. Sometimes, you know, we'll have a Northeast evening. And
right.
You know, so.
Well, you know, I have no particular reason I called, and that's really hard for me to do.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really glad I did it.
Yeah, supposed to have a plan and an agenda and work down through.
Yeah, and
point
get it
one.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I did want to share with you just when I got the last class write up today for the Enneagram class.
Ah, I did go out today. Okay.
Yeah, and I wasn't keeping track, and it's over.
I know.
It just was so helpful.
Good.
I thought
so too. I think I've mentioned this before that I got so much out of this class.
Really? Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you probably said it, and I just didn't hear it in the same way.
Yeah.
But.
It's enough different from other things that we've done, and it's just fun. It's to me, it's always fun looking at practice from through different lenses.
Yeah, and also that I just appreciated it. You know, we had the class years back, but just going deeper this time, or it
yes.
felt that way.
It felt that way to me too, Jan. Felt that
yeah.
way to me. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been interesting to watch how. Wow, just that in the awareness of what is in looking through the Enneagram, you know, from that perspective, just it all coming up. I mean, really big,
mm-hmm.
where I think I'm just going to have to jump out of my skin because it's it's so, just as it's written, as it's described in the Enneagram.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a wing, you know, your Ennea type or the wing or the,
yeah.
what was it, subtype?
The shadow, the ally, the...
Yeah, and it's like, oh, my gosh. And it really, I guess it just took me to that point of, you know, this isn't personal at all.
Yeah.
It sure feels like it, but
yeah,
we're all the same.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. I think that's the most helpful part of all of the stuff that we do. Not just we, but of awareness practice.
Right.
That it just keeps bringing us back to this. Is not personal. It doesn't have anything to do with me, with you. So let's stop approaching it as if it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's the teaching. It's always been the teaching. And this is just a fun way, a different way to look at it and to be able to go deeper with it just because it was different, I guess, was just very
Or we're different.
Appreciated. That's right.
You know, maybe that stuff that we say all the time about how, you know,
yep.
the longer you practice, the, you know, you can see the transformation. And that's one of my favorite things is that, you know, where are you in practice now? You know, where am I in practice? I've been doing this for eons. And, you know, where am I? Well, I don't have
mm-hmm.
a clue. but I can watch myself in situations and see that I'm different. And that's
yep.
fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, with the Enneagram class, you know, we did it, 8 years ago or something like that? And, you know, I mean, we practiced with it, but not with any great intensity. And then to visit it again and realize how different we are in our orientation to the type, as the type in relationship to life. And
yeah, well, and interesting you say that because after just, toward the end of the class, I was getting really slammed with some of the, being a one, you know, just getting slammed with, you know, just everything, you know, not getting it right or just not, whatever it wasn't right. And, you know, talk about change, just I knew that the only way to really come up against that was worth anything was to have fun. And so,
yeah.
You know, just making a game of it, and I've actually been keeping score. And, you know, I know this we don't do that so much, but that's what made it fun.
Yeah.
But I only keep my score, so I'm the only one getting any points.
uh-huh. So are you getting points every time you,
every
don't
time
take
I
it on,
see,
don't believe it?
Yeah, every time I see, well, and it's all the time, you know, when it's coming up, I get points. And when I see that, I acknowledge it, I'm aware of it, and it's just totally silly. It's totally ridiculous. I'm the only one getting points.
But it's fun.
Oh, it's a great time.
Yeah.
And now,
it adds life.
Now when I'm hearing the voices, it's not, oh, my God, not again.
Right.
It's like I got more points.
Right. Yep, didn't do that right either. Okay, another point for me.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to say thank you for that, and looking forward to seeing everybody at the Bridge Walk.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Are you already signed up?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Ooh, gosh.
Well, I'm trying to get some other folks, gather the troops. So.
Yeah, show them those T-shirts.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Thanks, again. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Jan. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Sherry, we're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
What would you do if you knew you could not fail? How free would you be? How deep would you love, dear? What would you hear if you listened to your beautiful heart?
This music by Trish Brooks for Culligan gives voice to what Simply Celebrate is all about. Opening to rivers of joy, listening to our hearts, trusting ourselves and our lives. Simply Celebrate is a book and business that grew out of gratitude for the work of Sherry Huber and this amazing Sangha. We use the practice as a foundation for helping people wake up to all the joy, spontaneity, color, and connection that is available in every moment. Please visit simplycelebrate.net.
What if you swam in a river of joy?
Hi, this is Scott from Porch Dog Software. Today we're talking with Lanny, one of Porch Dog's favorite clients. Lanny, what do you think Open Air listeners might want to know about working with Porch Dog?
Well, Scott, I think they might want to know that you write all kinds of software for Macs and iPhones and iPads and for all types of companies, big ones and small ones like mine. And you do your work with a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we love about Open Air is the energy and enthusiasm in every show. We try and get lit up about everything we do here at Porch Dog Software, too.
Everything?
Yep. Especially the things we don't like.
Sweet.
Check us out at www.porchdogsoft.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Welcome back to Open Air. And we have another caller, Sherry.
Hi.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. And would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Wow, I'm surprised I got on. This is Nomi from Brooklyn.
Hey, Nomi.
How are you?
Good.
I was just really...
The gang is all here tonight, huh?
Yeah, sorry to ruin the California string.
Yes, but not the there's nothing wrong with you string.
Exactly. I was just so psyched that Lisa got on and hearing her and... Yeah, I wanted to also, I almost didn't call in. I just realized at the last minute and thought, you know what, better late than sorry. So I just tried.
Better late than sorry. I like that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, and I also, we're 3 days in, as Lisa said, and... It's a little bit of a roller coaster, ups and downs since getting back from the amazing retreat. Mm. But seeing it, so that's the cool part.
It is, isn't it? That's the so if we put those things together of not taking it personally and being excited and enthusiastic about just seeing it, just being aware. That's the thing we like to emphasize, of course, is that this is awareness practice. This isn't self-improvement practice or getting it right practice or anything else. It's awareness practice.
Right, and for some reason I have this this saying or this sentence that Jen had told us, I think, the day we left, that, you know, just like playing tennis, that you're sometimes you're hitting it at the beginning, just sort of hitting the ball, sort of getting it over, and then every once in a while, or that first time you get that sweet spot where you hear that exact hit and it's just a perfect, and you know that's what it is, that's what I'm aiming for, that's the game of tennis. I hear it, I feel it in my hand. But then the next few swings and the next few games, you might not feel that at all. But you know, you remember in your body and in your memory that feeling and that sound of where it should be.
Yes.
And that can never be taken from you.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, as we all know, the more we practice, the easier it gets to get to that spot.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
It's a good thing. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the struggle at the moment getting back is also the struggle of being excited about it and feeling that society around you thinks it's a little bit odd. But just being okay with that.
And here's I don't know if this is helpful, but this is my approach. I don't need to tell anybody in the world what it is that I'm doing.
Right.
I don't have a need for that. But
right.
what I can do is enjoy what it is that I'm doing.
Right.
And so if you're around people and you just kind of feel better than they do,
yeah,
pretty soon they're going to be asking you for some tips about how
right.
they can feel better too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, with the ups and downs in the past few days, it's when you're completely centered or aware and imagining things. And there were a lot of things that I was also very excited about during the retreat, about getting back to life and dealing with differently. And then suddenly you get on a phone call with your mother and everything disappears.
Yep.
And you just, how did that happen? I was thinking, I was planning, I was so sure that it was going to be different. I was so compassionate in my mind, and suddenly your body just
oops.
Acts as it always does and doesn't let me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that
well,
was.
And if we go back to the tennis analogy, you know, it's
yeah.
like, oh, I just knew, because this is one of those where those were three great shots in a row. I've arrived. Wimbledon
yeah.
was out. And then, oops, you know, I just blow every shot for the next 3 weeks. And,
right.
And we have to be okay with that. Because that's
yeah.
part of it too, right? That's a big part of it. You know, if we had these experiences and then we were just completely transformed, what would happen to us is we would go back to sleep.
Right.
So, and I think actually that is what happens to us. We're completely transformed, and then we think it's going to last, a la our conversation with Jay, and then
yeah.
it doesn't. And the voices say that means there's something wrong, and it doesn't. It just means that's how it goes. We have to just keep coming back, and there's that humbling aspect
right.
of it that can be
right.
so helpful.
Yeah.
A little conversation with mom, and you're right back with square one.
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, you think you're dealing with these huge things and with, you know, major years, and then the small things are what get you in the end. You know, when you think you're so concentrated on huge, major
yes.
things
yes.
that you don't notice when the small things are suddenly taking over. And you're like, what? I mean,
oh,
it's just amazing how small a small thing can become huge, and the opposite as well, and
yes.
this kind of awareness.
Yes, yeah. And again, if awareness is the thing that's fun, then it's just kind of like putting together a giant puzzle. You know, looking for those pieces, and how do they go, and how does it work, and what does it look like now? And it's one of those giant puzzles with no picture on the package, right? So you just
yeah.
have a bunch of pieces and no idea actually what it is that you're putting together.
Right. You're just feeling along for the whole
Yes.
Where is it fitting in?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great experience and game to start exploring, and it's definitely, I mean, I'm happy that we have so many ways of continuing, because, you know, after such an amazing retreat and such profound insight and feelings and intensity, it can suddenly feel like it was all a daze.
Yes.
When you
see, yeah.
Right back to the airport, even.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And trying to just focus on the one rule: no self-hate. So nothing can go wrong, right?
That's right. Yeah. Compassion, no matter what. No
right.
matter what. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And thank you so much.
Stay connected. You know, that's the
exactly
the main thing is just to stay with people who are also attempting to wake up and in suffering, and we all hold hands. And
yeah, I think I'm going to try to look into some sit groups, and I'm doing the email class. So yeah, I'm hopeful that I'll try to stay connected as much as possible.
Yep, you will.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. And
you're
so to everyone at the monastery, I mean, I don't know, I'm almost speaking for all of us again, but we just had an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. And thank you to all the monks, and again to Jen and Sequoia.
All right. And they're listening in, so they just heard that. So that's very, very
hi. All right, Sherry, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Good night.
I will be calling in again. Thank
good.
You. Thanks,
good.
Michael.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Nomi. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Sherry, I just got some information from the powers that be that I wanted to share,
uh-huh.
and that is that the deadline for the Reflective Listening Buddies program is October 1st.
Oh.
So I wanted to mention that.
Okay, good, good.
And also, I have some information about where that T-shirt is hiding out.
Oh, good. Where is that?
If you go to the Living Compassion homepage, the first item at the top there is join in the Sangha-wide participation game. And if you click on find out how you can play, that takes you to the homepage for the game and all the details. And then on the right side there,
you know,
there's several
buttons.
I can
find it easier in my closet, and I can hardly find anything in my closet. Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead.
And then if you click on current promotion, which is on the right-hand side there, you will see the beautiful T-shirt and the beautiful back. And my new favorite word is ukwafana.
We'll all be
ukwafana. What a great word.
Isn't that? Bemba is an amazing language.
And it has the same number of syllables as participate. Isn't that fun?
That's very fun. You know, I didn't realize, I must have missed this, that we've way overshot the points for this game. So there, you know, I was thinking about these first-time callers, and we get points for being first-time callers and all that. And, I mean, we smoked that goal.
That's great.
943 points going to 10,000.
Yes.
Fabulous.
And we have another, 4 weeks or so?
Yeah.
Four weeks or so.
Great.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Thank you for that, Michael.
You're welcome. And we have another caller. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself? Next caller, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, hi, it's Ramita.
Hi, Ramita.
I saw that the list was getting kind of short, and I knew where to find the T-shirt, too, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You don't have to look in your closet, Sharon.
Yeah, Well, I will soon, because, you know, I'm going to get one of these for myself. So maybe two.
Two.
Yes.
And I'm going to come and pick it in person.
Oh, good. Oh, very good. Very good. So you're already part of the registered crew.
I am. I'm thinking of who else I can register, though, and just give a T-shirt. So I may take advantage of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what's going on?
Oh, things are going really well. I have really enjoyed the Enneagram class.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very funny kind of experience about in the middle of it. All of a sudden, I stopped getting any of the emails. I stopped getting everything from the monastery.
Oh, my
I
goodness.
I no longer got peace calls. I no longer got on the blogs. I didn't get any of the email classes. And it was quite, of course, being a number five, I was like, how am I going to figure this out? I need information. I'm not getting any information.
That's right. They've cut me loose.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So sitting there and practicing with, you know, finding a balance between reaching out and hammering the monastery with a bunch more emails and just relaxing and knowing that I was adequate and life was supporting me. Eventually, I opened up my inbox one day and everything was very, it was very strange.
Ah. You know what else is very strange is that I'm hearing you kind of as a strobe sound about every third syllable. I don't know if Michael's having the same experience.
I am.
Yeah. So
You've been very clear. I don't know if this is going to help any.
Yes. Well, that's clearer.
Okay.
Much better.
So let's see what else. The earlier caller said what I found be true again, the how much less personal I'm taking what I see as a result of getting in touch with this Enneagram type.
Yes. Yeah.
And a curiosity to look in places that have always felt way too threatening and too much like the real, real me. And
uh-huh.
Now there's a curiosity there. And I just don't see any stop to looking.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Because with each of the layers, and I know what this must be tedious for people who missed the class, but with each of the layers, it's like, okay, so that's my Enneatype, and then there's the ally, and there's the shadow, and there's the and then there's the subtype, and there's the with each layer, it gets refined, and
mm-hmm.
and answers some questions about, I can see how that goes together. And I mm-hmm. just love the class for today with the, so now what do you do? Because one of the things that I've sometimes struggled with things like the Enneagram, is that people will have a tendency to use their type as an excuse. You know, well, I'm a whatever. And it's kind of like, so don't expect much of me. You know, this is just the way I am. Rather than, okay, that's the karmic tendency. Now this is what we want to focus on in order not to spend the rest of our lives in that karmic tendency.
Yes, yes, yes. I only through this class have I realized how much of my life energy is caught up in the duality between do I connect or do I stay detached? Making these choices, you know,
mm-hmm.
on that continuum. And now I'm working to pay attention to drop from my head down into my body.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I see that duality come up.
Yes. 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 And to me, what I think you're pointing at is so interesting. In the duality, we have those two choices. That's what conditioning will give us. So as a five, you have a natural kind of karmic predisposition toward detachment.
Right.
And so then your choice is to get involved. But when we look at it from an awareness perspective, then, so I have a karmic predisposition toward X, and my choice in this is to come back to center and realize that the entire non-separate reality is available as a possibility.
Yes, yes, not stay limited by what conditioning it's an either or.
Yes, yeah.
Drop out of the whole conversation there, and there's freedom.
Yes. So now I might see myself responding as a 9 or a 4 or a 2 or a whatever, a 1. And to recognize all of those possibilities and all of the permutations of those possibilities. Now we really get to explore the fullness of life rather than
yes.
that, well, you're this and that's wrong. And but okay, so you like being that way, but you shouldn't. And
yeah.
You know, so now be the opposite of that, and then hate yourself for not being good at that. And you know, it's just this is just so much bigger.
Yeah, yeah. So and of course, it appeals to me to want to absolutely devour everything about the Enneagram now and collect all that information, but recognizing that as, again, a tendency to get back up into my head. So
yes.
I see it, and it makes me burst out with laughter when I see how automatic these responses are and to be able to see them as a type,
yes.
not me. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
I really like the, you know, as people in the West, a notion like karma is a little hard to wrap our awareness around. But to see it so clearly through the enneatypes, you know, it's that knee-jerk that just, I've always been this way. That's my first tendency. You know, all the conversations with people of different karma or karmic orientation or different enneatypes say, you know, not being able to understand why are they the way they are, how do you see the world, how did you get to that conclusion, and so to realize that karmic predisposition is the same as enneatype. Now
gotcha.
I can have a clearer sense of what I'm up against when people talk about karmic conditioning or karmic predisposition or that sort of thing. Oh, yeah, it's that knee-jerk reaction to life circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. It's been very fruitful, and I look forward to the next class. I look forward to seeing you in just a couple weeks.
Good. Good. Now, are you going to be out here and then be here through the bridge walk? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I'm coming in just a couple of weeks, and I'll spend 2 weeks at the monastery and then do the bridge walk and fly home.
Excellent. A very good choice.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry. Good night. And
all right.
Thank you, Michael.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Ramita. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. And we have another caller, Sherry.
Hey.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Oh, just lost that caller. Let's try this one. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Caller, are you there?
No, they are. We can hear them.
Yeah, I think they're not with us. Sherry, we're getting close to the top of the hour here, and there are no more callers in our queue.
I know, and yet we can hear somebody there. It's very strange.
Yes.
Okay, well, good. Then it's been a good time, and we will talk again ere long.
Yes, I'm so grateful. It's such a breath of fresh air to be here.
Yes, it's good. It's fun to whatever that your new favorite word is.
Ukwafana. And I don't even have it in front of me.
Very, very good. Yeah,
I can
do Tuatutela, which Tuatutela. I do believe is thank you.
Yes, so I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Michael. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Good
Bye.
Night.